The report was actually completed in January. Since then, Ellis and his attorneys have fought to keep it from public view. Now unsealed, the report shows what led to Ellis's 15-count indictment. It details occasions in which Ellis allegedly strong-armed county vendors for campaign contributions. All three companies listed in the June indictment appear in the report, and there are references to evidence in the form of tape recordings. In addition, the report alleges 11 others have been involved in some form of bid rigging and unethical conduct, including former CEO Vernon Jones, former Public Safety Director William Miller, former Ellis Chief of Staff Jabari Samama, and former Ellis Campaign Manager Kevin Ross. The report also calls for abolishing DeKalb's unique CEO style of government, saying it helps foster a culture of corruption. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.